Welcome everyone to another edition of the Dress of a Watch podcast. On today's episode, I'd like to talk a little bit about the Apple Watch and a bit about smartwatches in general. So let's dive right in. So lately, I've seen a lot of posts on Instagram about the Apple Watch. I've seen people buying the new one, wearing a lot more Apple Watches, and I thought to myself, hey, wait, you do have an Apple Watch, so why not take it out and give it another try? So what I did in the past couple of months, especially in the months where we've seen these lockdown situations, is I've started tracking my steps a bit more efficiently. So I know that your phone can track your steps and everything, but what I've seen is that, especially when I go on walks and everything, just to do the minimum of moving and keeping your body in shape and fitness kind of things, I felt that the Apple Watch is a very helpful tool to keep track of these things. And so I started using my old Apple Watch again. And yeah, I've tried many new things with it. So apart from wearing it during these sessions where I work out or where I go for a run or where I just go for a walk, I have seen myself wearing it a bit more than ever. And it definitely took away some time of my regular watches. And I feel there's always a place and a time for the right piece, especially when it comes to watches. I usually wake up in the morning and then I choose what I would like to wear, or maybe I feel that sometime during the day I just feel I need to wear something different. But with the Apple Watch, it just gave me a different kind of feeling. It's not, well, I wouldn't consider it a watch. I'd consider it a wearable. I'd consider it a smartwatch, if you'd like to call it that. But it definitely is a smart device, and it definitely helps in a day on a day-to-day basis with a lot of things. The thing that annoys me most about these types of wearables is that you have a huge screen, and you have all these functions. And the most annoying function for me is notifications, emails, calls, Instagram, other social media. I don't need that on my wrist. I'd rather have something smaller on my wrist to just keep track of what I'm doing, so to keep me healthy. Maybe to give me one little hint every, I don't know, two 6 hours that I should check my phone. Although, if I'm going to be honest here, I check my phone a lot during the day, so probably even that is not necessary. But when it comes to these smartwatches, I feel that, especially for me, they have their own space. And I do get that a lot of people are swapping out their real watches for a smartwatch, especially if you live in cities where these high-end watches get stolen a lot. You might just want to go under the radar and wear an Apple Watch or any other smartwatch. And yet, I still feel I'm torn. I'm actually quite torn because I don't know if I'll ever wear one on a daily basis or if it's just going to be for these specific well, functions or for these specific situations. But what I can say, and I get this question over on Instagram a lot, is, well, actually two questions I get. So the one question I asked a couple of weeks ago was regarding double wristing. So wearing two watches, and one of those watches is, well, the Apple Watch or any smartwatch. And I actually tried that for a week. And I'll tell you my honest, I'll give you my honest feedback on that. I don't like it. I don't like it because wearing a second watch on a wrist where you don't normally wear a watch feels super uncomfortable. And most of the time the watch is too big, and I wear some jewelry on my wrist where I don't wear a watch. So I know the feeling of like these smaller bracelets or any other jewelry. But the feeling of an additional watch added to the jewelry is just uncomfortable for me. I know that there are people out there that love wearing two watches, and that's totally okay. For me, it's uncomfortable. And I've said it on Instagram as well. It's just that I feel that if the functionalities of a tracker would be as small as a jewelry bracelet, and really we're talking about maybe 1 or maximum 2 centimeters in width, then maybe that would be something I'd think about wearing regularly. And the other question I get a lot is regarding changing the straps on the Apple Watch, specifically on the Apple Watch. And I've made a couple of videos regarding that. I will link them below in the podcast for you to check out if this is something that interests you. But it's actually very easy. So there are these adapters out there that allow a normal push pin to go in, or even to have straps that have the quick exchange mechanism on them. So it's a fairly easy task to change the bracelet or to change the strap on the Apple Watch. And there are so many people or so many companies that offer these. What I think that a lot of people underestimate or have troubles with is the built-in mechanism of the Apple Watch. Sliding out the existing strap and then putting in the adapter and then putting on the normal strap. For those of you that are enthusiasts that love watches, it's an easy task to do because you know how it works and you might already worked with a couple of tools to exchange your strap or your bracelet on your real watch, and then it's an easy task. For those of you who are listening to this podcast and have no idea how it works, again, there's a link below and it shows how it works. But to explain it briefly, it's a very simple task. You buy a separate strap that already comes with the adapter attached. If not, there are two things you can do. You can buy an adapter that has the normal holes to hold the push pins of, similarly to like a normal watch, which enables you to basically wear any normal watch strap, watch bracelet you see. And the other option is that some offer the straps with the common Apple Watch connector, which does not allow to exchange the straps afterwards. So you have to unscrew them, and then it's a huge task to do. And the third thing that is possible, if you have an Apple Watch that does not come with a silicon or plastic strap, then there is the opportunity to unscrew the attachment that's on the Apple Watch, and then you can easily slide in any other strap and then again close it with the screws and everything. So these are the options you have. It can be very challenging if you don't know what you're doing, but there are a lot of YouTube videos out there to check out how it works. Although I do recommend trying out the adapters that allow normal watch push pins to go into the watch. And it's quite cool because you can choose the size, and for the small Apple watches, so old one or the new one, so I think it's 38 millimeters and 40 millimeters, there is the option of getting an adapter with a 20 millimeter watch strap attachment, which is great because it's a very common size, and you will find a lot of companies that offer that. We also offer it. And the bigger watches, I think is now 44, and the 42 watch, there are adapters out there in 22 millimeters. Again, a great size because it's also a very common size in the watch industry. So I hope you've got some value out of this podcast episode. I hope I could clear things up regarding the Apple Watch. To conclude, I am actually a big fan of the watch, and I know that people like Jean-Claude Biver also regularly wears two watches, and one of the watches is sometimes the Apple Watch. He recently said that on a podcast. And it's just not for me. I'm not the type of guy that wears two watches. I'd rather wear one and then wear it for a specific situation or a specific day. But in particular for the current situation, I think it's very cool to have these types of gadgets to keep you on track and to also remind you that movement is very important, and that you shouldn't sit on your couch the whole day and, I don't know, watch Netflix or play games and stuff. So in that sense, thank you all for listening to this podcast episode. I will definitely do more of these kind of podcast episodes in the future, just some short ones and paired to the regular podcast episodes with the watch talks and these kinds of things. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see us the next time, or you'll hear me the next time. Bye.